And joining us now, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, is the one and only Bernie Kosar. And Bernie, we got you on the line from a golf course today.
Yeah, I'd like to say I was golfing, but I kind of hung up the golf sticks a couple kids ago. But Brian Brennan, fantastic ex-Cleveland Brown, is having his charity event for Boys and Girls Hope here today, and he's been doing it now. Geez. Probably going on close to 20 years with it, where he gives back to a great charity and he has an unbelievable turnout. And we're getting ready for the big speech tonight. The keynote speaker is Coach Shurmur.
Outstanding. Well, yeah, for any excuse to hang out with your former teammates and just be out in the beautiful atmosphere at the country club, there's nothing wrong with that. Bertie, speaking of being outside, tomorrow begins the first of 3 days of workouts that will be taking place here in Berea by the Browns, the OTAs. And now we will have the veteran players on the field with the rookies. What are some of your thoughts as far as this group, the two groups getting together and what you're looking forward to seeing from that?
Well, I think this time of the year, and this is it's been much talked about from last year with the lockout, not having this opportunity. But I think the main part of this type of stuff, especially this early in late May, early June with OTAs, is the ability really to learn the nuances of this system and the details of your assignment of your given position. So whether it's offensive lineman with footwork and angles, whether it's a wide receiver trying to learn techniques of beating press coverage and maybe using your hands and your feet and getting up the field as opposed to kind of running in place to beat press coverage as a quarterback, your sense of timing from under center like Brandon Whedon's trying to get better at, being that he was in the shotgun so much in college and getting to throw that 12-yard speed out off a five-step drop from under center. Those little details of assignment, I think, and the mental part is the main thing that I think most players and coaches want to get out of stuff like these OTAs.
Bernie, so much is talked about with regard to the speed of the game and how it changes dramatically for rookies once they're actually playing in a regular season game. But really, for the rookies that took part in minicamp a couple of weeks ago, that was just a rookies-only session, for them to be on the field with veterans in this session starting tomorrow, I would think that that's going to be an eye-opener. I would think that for players like Brandon Whedon, reading the coverages and dealing with somebody like Joe Hayden back there as opposed to a rookie who's a long shot to make any NFL roster, is going to be quite a challenge.
No doubt about it. And I think Brandon has a good feel for it. I hope he cues up some of his fellow rookies and lets them know that rookies are best left unheard during the early parts of camp. And I highly suggest to the younger players to kind of be quiet and earn your way onto the team, and let the veterans be the veterans and show your respect for what they've accomplished and try to learn from them. They're veterans. They've been in the game and on teams for a reason for a while, and the rookies could do a lot for their own personal self and for the team by kind of going through camp with their eyes open, paying attention to how other people handle, especially how other people at your given position handle themselves.
For Brandon Whedon, Bernie, how big of a difference is it going to be working with the receivers that he'll see, like Greg Little, Mo Massaqua, and right down the line with Josh Cribbs, with guys who are different? He doesn't know them, and they're more experienced, obviously, than those that he worked with in the mini camp. I would think timing and stuff like that is going to be a very different issue for him as a quarterback.
Yeah, timing will be a different issue, and probably just as important, that also the DBs. We know from the draft that there weren't really DBs being drafted, so throwing against an undrafted rookie free agent DB and throwing against Joe Hayden is night and day. So also learning against top cover corners like he'll see in practice with Joe trying to cover guys. I think it's also very important he develops that rapport with the guys you had mentioned. In particular, I think it's a really big year for Muhammad Massaquoi to come back from the concussions and kind of an off year last year. I think from the outset, I think there'd like to be some rapport between the quarterbacks and the receivers so we don't get into a situation that we talked about so much last year.
Bernie Kosar joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, how much difference does it make who is taking the first snap in these workouts? I mean, do you read that much into it? If I know it'll be made a story if Brandon Whedon especially is the guy taking the first snaps in the practice session, but it'll be an equally big story if that guy happens to be Colt McCoy, because again, the media wants to set that pecking order of those quarterbacks along with Seneca Wallace.
Well, yes, much will probably be made of it. I think a lot of people try to analyze / overanalyze it. You know, one of the ways that I've seen, and don't be surprised if Seneca Wallace gets the first snap, because one of the ways that some coaches do it, and I've seen it done just so players don't get caught up into depth charts and don't overread into things at this point in the year, and you're just trying to get better and trying to learn the system and learn ways to improve your own self. I've seen some coaches just go by seniority, and it doesn't matter how it falls. That the older you are, that's where it starts. So there's a lot of ways to do it. I'm not going to overread into it, because again, it's going to be May 22nd tomorrow. It's not something where the starting live action, live games, live play isn't like it's right around the corner.
No, nonetheless, you do want to see, especially from the incumbent players, I would think, some level of urgency and energy and excitement just to be back out there. Because, again, the rookies, you expect that. They're wide-eyed. They're trying to make an impression. So they're going to play with that level of enthusiasm we saw a couple of weeks back. To me, the thing I want to see and take from this is some level of tone and atmosphere that's set from a group of guys who are determined to say, yep, we're going to be much better than 4-12.
Oh, yeah, Vic, don't let me misinterpret or misstate the level of energy, the level of commitment, the level of effort that needs to be shown in these given practices. That's absolutely, you're exactly right. I just meant whether you take that snap first or second or third, I don't think it matters in terms of where you stand right now. But in terms of your effort, in terms of striving for perfection, striving to make plays, that's not like a light switch where you could just turn that on in September. You're absolutely right. From the beginning, when you're on the field, it's an honor to be there, and you always should have that energy, that excitement, that effort, whether you're taking the first snap or the third snap.
Yeah, and Bernie, are there other players that you just want to, besides the obvious, that you'll be curious about to just see how they perform over these next few days?
Absolutely. I mean, Trent Richardson, you know, not that he's going to be live, but how he handles and understands, like, pass routes, pass protections, things of that nature. You know, Travis Benjamin, a lot was talked about him and his speed at rookie minicamp. Is he able to transfer that speed and what he learned and doing good to get with the rookies? Is he able to transfer that up against Joe Hayden? And when you get more of the offense and more plays in, is he able to understand that, handle press coverage? The younger linemen, the right side of the line, you know, we're just expecting Schwartz to step in and start at right tackle. But, you know, is he able to handle, you know, the speed of pass rushers, and is he able to handle that type of stuff? Those are the types, some of the top guys that I think we're going to be counting on early to see how they handle it.
Well, Bernie, enjoy yourself the rest of tonight at the golf tournament, and give my best to Brian Brennan. It's a great cause out there, and we look forward to talking with you down the line.
Sounds great. Have a good week.
All right. He is Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.